Welcome to Evolve to Be, your evolution in consciousness. And this is about grounding meditation for your evolution of consciousness. And I am your host, Audrey Whiteskin. Today, I think we're going to do things a little bit different today. Usually I talk a lot, and we talk about the evolution of consciousness. And I think for today, I'm going to start off by doing grounding meditation first. So, if you can find yourself a quiet place where you can relax and be undisturbed, take a deep breath in, and just be in the present moment. Finding your presence in this moment right now, right here, using your breath to pull in all of your energy. Allowing that place in your brain, right in the center. Just imagine that there is a ball of white light, and it's drawing in all of the scattered energy from yesterday, from this morning, from during the week, all the energy that you've scattered throughout the past, bringing it right here, right into the present moment, right here and right now. And now doing the same for the scattered energy, any energy that you've placed thinking about the future, just drawing that back in. Any worries that you've had about your future, any thoughts that you've had about things that you have to do or have to be places, projects that you have on your mind for future times. Just bringing that all right into the present, right here and right now. You might even start to feel a shift in you, where you are noticing like everything in the room, or just noticing being in your body more. And then using your imagination or your spiritual eyes, just noticing the presence of your pranic tube surrounding your body. Your pranic tube comes out about a foot beyond your physical form. And it's like a male shoot. I see mine as blue energy surrounding me. And I know that this pranic tube is already anchored down into the earth. It's already there. So when my energy is going to be grounded into the earth, I'm just already following my pranic tube that's already down deep into the earth and anchored all the way in. And breathe and relax. And place your hands 2 to 3 inches below your belly button. And just allow the awareness of your hands on your body, just allowing that, you know, what does that feel like for you? What does it feel like to have your hands on your body? Do you feel heat? Can you feel your hands sinking into your physical form? And imagine or sense that there's a ball of light that sits right in front of your spinal column underneath your hands. That ball of light is a spark of your own divinity. It is the truth of who you are. There's your brilliance in this ball of light just sitting in your belly area. And just allowing yourself to notice that it's there. And then noticing that that ball of light is just expanding into your pelvis area, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And when I say your awareness, it's just you're bringing all of your awareness, all of your thoughts are just concentrating and focused on that area. And then using your imagination, allow your imagination to let the energy flow and allow that ball of light to just get bigger. And what I do is because I've been practicing this for so long, I can actually feel the energy. It's like a pulsing sensation. And then just allowing, and I'm focusing on that sensation in my physical form. And I'm just allowing that ball of light to expand and expand, reaching the edges of my body. Allowing that light, your essence, to fill in the spaces of your body. Just filling it up. What does that feel like? And then allowing that ball of light to expand outside of your body 360 degrees. So your essence is beyond your body, and it's just touching the edges of your pranic tube. I bring my hands out in front of me, 1 foot away, so I can try to sense that energy, that ball of energy growing and expanding. And then just allowing that ball of light to start to drop down past your legs and past your feet down into the earth. And now you're bringing your awareness along with that ball of light as it travels through the organic layers of the earth. Just allowing yourself to sense whatever it is that you want to sense. Do you want to feel the earth? Do you want to sense the rocks, the water that's within the organic matter of the earth? This is your journey down through the earth, your experience. Or maybe it's just a knowing that it's happening. And you're going further and further down. The deeper you get into the earth, the faster that you go. And now you're reaching to that crusty layer before you drop down into the lava layer of the earth. Sometimes you just have to push through that crusty layer, and your ball of light just sinks into that molten lava layer, that really highly charged magma. This magma that's this molten rock is laced with a really high vibrational energetic charge. And just notice what it feels like when you drop into this layer of lava. I actually begin to not be in my body anymore, but I feel like my whole entire consciousness and my being is surrounded by lava. And I allow this lava to burn off what no longer serves me. I ask that this lava be in service right now to my energy. So just allow this lava to be in service to your energy and allow it to just burn off what no longer serves you. It might be cellular. It might be something cellular going on in your body right now, some uncomfortable feeling or some pain that you're having. Allow that lava to just flow through you and burn off what no longer serves you. Any pain and suffering, any emotional upheaval, any trauma that you're going through in the moment, any uncomfortable feelings, allow that lava to just burn it all off. Turn off any negative energy that's held in your form or in your energetic body. In the molten lava, I like to walk through it. It feels really, really good. hot and thick and slow. Take a moment to really feel what it's like to be in this molten lava layer of the earth. Just gently bringing your awareness for anything that comes up. Like you're exploring this layer of the earth. You're exploring it energetically, you're exploring it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And now we're going to drop down even further down into the earth. Again, following your pranic tube, using your spiritual eyes to just look down, and you'll move through the rest of that lava layer, dropping through that crusty layer, that little crust of layer that is right beyond the molten lava layer. Just pushing through that gently, and then dropping down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. This is where you're really, really connecting into. All the other electromagnetic grids of the Earth that we used to plug into to ground ourselves are dissolved, completely dissolved. They're no longer at the surface of the earth. You need to drop down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. So here in this space, as you're dropping down into these lines of light, you're connecting and clearing and charging. Your energy field is not only made up of like clouds of color and energy, but there's actually grid patternings within your energy field that these grid lines connect into your grid lines. You might actually feel like a clicking sensation, or just all of a sudden feels real stable, solid. And you're moving down deeper into these electromagnetic grids. Down further and further as your grids are connecting to the Earth's grids, you're clearing and you're charging. Your lines of light are charging. And just continue to move down through these lines of light. Just noticing any sensations that you're having. There might be an increased amount of tingling. There just might be a sensation of the clicking in or connecting. And if you look down with your spiritual eyes or your imagination, you're moving towards a ball of light. In the center of the earth. Just continue to move down through the layers, through the lines of light. Knowing that you're clearing and charging and connecting. And then dropping down into that ball of light. The ball of light is the essence of Mother Earth. It's like your ball of light. It's the same exact concept. She has a ball of light. You have a ball of light. We are mirrors for each other. And your ball of light, your essence, your divine spark, is meeting the divine spark of Mother Earth. So you're gently just dropping in there. When I drop into this place, my eyes are closed, but it seems like it's a little brighter around me. And I just follow that flow all the way down until I stop. And if I look with my spiritual eyes, I actually see there's like quartz crystal flowers coming up over my feet, just holding me and anchoring me in. I feel very connected to Mother Earth right now, and my heart begins to expand and open to receive any divine wisdom that Mother Earth has for me. Where I live, it's springtime. So I'm just in conversation with Mother Earth right now, thanking her for allowing me to enjoy the spring, watching all the trees budding and the flowers, the new flowers blooming, hearing the birds. I heard a woodpecker making his hole today. The woodpecker I hear every spring. Thanking her for the rains. Sitting here in this moment, just in gratitude for the connection with Divine Mother Earth. Feeling how big she is, how powerful. Thanking her for holding me in times of my own turmoil and drama that's happening in my life, holding me and allowing me to feel safe and calm during my transitions. And I'm so grateful for the information that I have about her, how she's shown me and allowed me to connect into her permanent electromagnetic grids. Not a common knowledge for most people to know about these electromagnetic grids. These electromagnetic grids during this time in history on our planet, when you connect into them, you're allowing your consciousness to stay in its form. When there's a shifting happening on the planet and there's a dissolving of the electromagnetic grids at the surface of the Earth, people will lose connection and lose consciousness. Their evolution of their consciousness will be halted. And they must go down further into the Earth and connect to these permanent electromagnetic grids in order for you to maintain the awareness that you already have, everything that you've learned in the past and you've brought forth with you into this present moment, will be erased from your memory if you're not connected into these permanent electromagnetic grids. It's a little secret to the shifting of consciousness that's happening on the planet. Just feeling your heart open to Mother Earth. Feeling the connection that you have to Mother Earth in your human form. Your presence here on Earth is very important, and she's holding you here to do the work that you need to do to help be an anchor of this high vibrational energy, this unity consciousness that's coming onto the planet now. You are one of the beings that are here to anchor that in. And you and Mother Earth are here working together. And there's no perfection in doing this. The way that we do what we do as human beings. We're also in a deep school of learning right now. It's just there's no real right or wrong way to do things. There's no timeline. There's no deadline. You're doing this all in your own timing, in your own way. And she understands that. Earth understands the timing. Earth understands the process of the evolution of consciousness. And in this moment, when your heart is open, receive a message from Earth. As you finish receiving this message, just thank Mother Earth. Thank yourself. Truly a great honor that you are present in this moment. And you have made the choices to connect deeply into Mother Earth. So find gratitude and love and appreciation for yourself. And now, finding your way, allowing your awareness to become present of the tonic tube around you, you'll start to feel a drawing up through the essence of Mother Earth, back into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. And as you're traveling up, just knowing that you are deeply, deeply connected to Mother Earth. Your consciousness is connected into the electromagnetic fields of Earth. And you're moving up through those layers, up through those grids, feeling a clicking sensation or just a stable, solid feeling in your being. And you're moving all the way up through the molten lava layer, feeling just the shifting in the energies as the lava starts to surround your being, kind of using this really hot lava rock that's flowing to form or meld into your being this new energy of connection with Earth. Connection to the permanent electromagnetic grids. It's almost like that the heat of the lava is kind of locking in that energy into your being. And you move up through the lava. And you start to come into the organic layers of the Earth. So you'll start to feel another shifting, the energy. Notice the difference in the different layers of the Earth. And you're moving up. Up through the organic material of the earth, the water, the rocks, the minerals, the soil, going back up to your body. And the closer that you get to your body, you automatically pop right back up into your body. It's just like an automatic, the minute you draw yourself towards your body, you're back in. And go right into your heart and allow your heart to expand out 360 degrees around you, knowing that your energy and the Earth's energy are mixed together now as one. And let's expand your heart out even further, filling the room. What does it feel like to fill your room with your heart energy? And move your heart energy out even further, expanding out past the building that you are in, or if you're sitting outside somewhere, just expanding out and out and out. And seeing if you can expand your heart out while thinking of somebody. So just find one person to think about. And allow your heart to expand out and touch into the heart of that person. What does that connection feel like in you? For me, I'm getting tingles. I'm like, all of a sudden, I got really happy that my heart got to touch and connect to somebody else's heart. And I'm going to bring more people into that place. What I am sensing within me is that as I bring a person into my awareness and I allow my heart energy to touch into their heart energy, it's very intentional. There's an intention within my heart. And I feel all this love flowing. And there's not a need to have it flow back to me. There's not a need for attachment. There's no thought process going on saying, I need something from you. I'm just in pleasure sending out my heart energy. And now you can send your heart energy out to anybody that you know that is in need of healing right now. Or you can send your heart energy out amongst places or people on the planet that you want to connect with in a heart-centered way. I like to surround my energy with, surround my energy with the planet. Around the planet, so it's I'm almost like I'm following some kind of grid patterning that I see around the planet. And I'm just noticing that my energy is going 360 degrees around and just hugging the planet. In this moment, I feel how big the planet is and how small I am. Everything in perspective. It's extremely humbling. And then receive a deep breath in and out. Bringing your awareness back into your heart center, into your heart. And just feeling the love that you have in your heart, feeling your heart energy pouring out to yourself, loving yourself in this moment. Allowing yourself to feel your own heart energy moving through your being. It feels yummy for me, but it might trigger some stuff in you, and that's okay. If there is something getting triggered in this moment, you're feeling a tightness in any area of your body, just bring all of your awareness to that area of your body. And bring more heart energy there. Just allow that area to just fill with your heart energy. There needs to be no thoughts and no judgments. Just, oh, I'm noticing that in my body. And now I'm just going to send some love there. That place needs some love. Like you would if you had an animal or a child that was wounded. You know? Just allowing yourself to fill that area with love. You can go to each organ in your body. Even going, placing your hand over that organ. Just saying, I love you. I love you. And I know you're working so hard for me. You're really taking such good care of me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when I do that, I can feel my cells even like jumping around and getting really bubbly and sparkly. Saying, yes, I like to be recognized. Thank you for recognizing me. What does it feel like to love yourself? What does it feel like to direct all that heart energy to your own being? And for some of you, it might feel amazing. And for some of you, it might not feel very good. And that's just where you're at. And if it's amazing, make it feel even more amazing. And if it feels uncomfortable or it feels like something new, allow that to just be. It's okay. Bring more heart energy out. More expanding your heart energy out. Allowing yourself in this moment to feel yummy. Just allowing that expansion of your heart all through your body. Allowing that heart energy to go up into your brain. Your brain works really, really hard. And there's a lot of judgments that we hold in our brain. So in this moment, bringing all of your heart energy up into your brain. And just saying, I love you, brain. Brain works so hard. We don't even realize how hard it works. This giant computer, it's running everything all at once. All the functions of your cells. All the involuntary movements that we're making on a second-to-second basis. Constantly. Constantly taking in everything that we see and we experience every second. Your brain processes so much information, all while keeping your body functioning. It's amazing. So just bringing all of your heart energy up into your brain and saying thank you. So much appreciation. I always say, I wish I was as smart as myself. I wish I had that kind of intelligence. It's mind-boggling. So just feeling your brain softening, and feeling your brain receiving the love from your heart in this moment. Feeling your brain expanding in this energy, this beautiful heart energy. And just allowing yourself to go, ah, that feels nice. That heart energy just sparking and awakening up everything in your brain in this moment. Maybe even dusting off some parts of your brain that we don't even use. Just allowing that heart energy to go and wake up little parts of your brain that have been asleep for a very long time. Saying, wake up, brain. I love you. Knowing that all the nerve synapses in your brain are really going to respond to your heart energy. And start to feel both sides, both hemispheres of your brain kind of working together. Knowing that there's a balance going on between the two hemispheres of your brain as you bring your heart energy there. And if one side of your brain feels depleted, just allow that heart energy to flow onto that side. And if the other side of your brain feels heavy, allowing that energy to flow and lighten up all of that the tissue, all of the nerve synapses that give off that electromagnetic charge. Allow it all just to respond to the energies of your heart. And just notice what you sense and feel. And then coming back into your heart space again. Just take a deep breath in and out. And breathe in and out. Bringing all of your awareness back into your body. Noticing your form. Bringing your awareness back into the room or wherever you're sitting. And feeling calm and centered, balanced and grounded. Allowing yourself to completely come back into your form, into your physical being. Maybe moving your fingers or wiggling your toes. Move your hips from side to side. And allow the breath to bring you back into this present moment right here and right now. So I've been using this time to talk about grounding meditations. Grounding meditations are the foundation of your evolution of consciousness. And so when I say evolution of consciousness, what I'm talking about is that we are waking up. We are becoming aware of how we move in the world. we are also becoming aware of how we create our reality. Our thoughts and our feelings actually are mirrored back to us in response to what's going on inside of our awareness, inside of our consciousness, our mind. And that consciousness is just becoming aware that that's all happening. And we're also becoming really aware as a society that the way we function in the world is not productive. You know, our planet is being depleted of all of her resources. We are living in a very polluted world. We are not able to hold diversity in cultures and traditions and in the way people live. We're not able to hold that in a non-judgmental way. So during these times of great transformation, that's what's happening right now, we're moving into a world of peace. But in order to do that, we have to wake up to what we've been all these years, all these thousands of years and generations. You know, where have we been? What have we been doing? So there was this evolution of industry where we've spent a lot of time in creation of machines and different forms of transportation and creating things that will make our lives easier on a physical level. And then we moved into the evolution of technology, where we started really becoming advanced technologically. Also, everything is to make our lives easier, to help us living on this planet. But why? You know, what's going on? Why do we need everything to become easier? Why do we need to, you know, our basic sense of survival? You know, our shelter, food, and clothing. We have been working very, very hard on allowing that to be very easy for us. And in the process, it's also hurt us in a way. It's also got us more involved in the survival mode more than we thought. You know, when we were just making huts and not having to depend on, you know, our plumbing and electricity and, you know, when we were living these much simpler lives, we thought, oh, it would be so much better to have all this, you know, homes built for us and, you know, plumbing pumped in and electricity and all these modern conveniences. We've lost our connection to the earth while doing this. We've lost our connection to ourselves. And we also have deeply polluted the planet in the process. So in some ways, you know, I know a lot of people and they look at this and they're like, oh, you know, modern civilization, we really screwed everything up. I don't believe we've screwed anything up. I believe that we've been in this process, this learning curve. And now we're coming into a place where, okay, we've done it all, you know. And now that we've done it all, we have the technologies and the knowledge. We're coming into this place, the evolution of our consciousness, which means, okay, let's look at everything that we've done. Let's look at the way we relate to other people. And let's look at the way we relate to ourselves. And now let's work on that. Because we have all the modern conveniences available to us. Let's now go into perfecting what we've already accomplished. And I believe that's what we're doing. That's what's going on. And so a big part of the evolution of consciousness is just having an awareness of your own being. And while you're having awarenesses of your own being and you're transforming, you're transmuting, you're becoming a new person, you're your higher self is moving into your physical form, and you're moving from this new place. How are you gonna manage all of this? And that's where I feel like I've all of a sudden, and this is very new for me too, these thoughts, is that it's like, wait a minute. You know, everybody's been talking about this new era of peace that we're coming into, and this new way of being, and heart-centered, and this evolution of consciousness, but everybody's telling you that it's happening. Nobody's telling you how to do it. And I feel like I've sort of, over the years, have really been looking at this evolution of consciousness through my own process. And what are the steps? There's these step-by-step guide to the evolution of your consciousness. And the first piece of it is grounding. Your energy needs to be grounded. You need to be in the present moment. You need to be really, all of your energy is harnessed in your physical form and then anchored down into the earth. And this, to me, is the foundation. It's the most important piece. And once you get this piece, then you can move on to the other steps. And the other steps are releasing the negative thoughts and belief systems and behaviors, these negative patterns in your being, the way you move through the world, releasing those, and then moving on to manifesting who you want to become. So you start to then allow these thoughts and these concepts to come in of higher consciousness that will start to remind you of your purpose here, what you're to do in the world. And when you receive that information, then it's about manifesting those visions and that reality, creating your life in this new place. So those are the steps, you know, and with those steps and within those guidelines, you're processing and you're moving through and you're becoming what I see is that you're really anchoring in your higher self into your physical form. You're anchoring in this energy, this very high vibrational energy, and you're becoming a being of higher consciousness. Your light body is fully anchored into your physical form. In the past, we have had people on this planet that have walked on Earth in their physical form really truly as spiritual beings. And you can call them avatars, you can call them ascended masters. They were here as teachers. What's happening now is that we are those same beings. We are learning how to harness our light bodies, our higher selves, in our physical form to walk on this planet as ascended masters. And this is the process. And through the chaos of everything that's going on this planet, you learn to move through that chaos in a way that's productive. When you're grounded and centered, you become very productive, and you can move through all of the transformation in a beautiful, graceful way. And so that is what I'm teaching here. That is what I'm teaching here. I'm being reminded right now, I'm actually outside and I'm watching the robins and all the birds, and they're all building their nests right now. And there's a robin, he's in the grass, and he was pulling a worm up out of the grass. And then I see another bird has a huge piece of paper in its mouth building its nest. And I really feel that is what we are doing right now. You know, there was the 2012 shift that nobody seemed to notice what happened. Very few people did, and a lot of people have come to me and had said, nothing happened. I didn't feel anything. And I can only tell you from my own experience that something very profound happened. But for most people, the consciousness wasn't at a level where they can take it in. And that's okay. So to them, it was very subtle. And maybe subtleness is really, it's a good thing. It's the way we learn. We've been learning in a veil. So if the veil was completely lifted off and you were exposed to all the information, all the multidimensionalities that are taking place simultaneously and everything, you know, whatever. The veil is there. It's a very protective form of allowing you to have a really slow process of learning, of moving and transforming into your full consciousness, your fullest potential, your highest self. So I see these birds and I think of where we're at right now. We're at this beautiful place, this beginning of a new era where we're building our nests. We're rebuilding everything, all of the structure, all of the institutions, every form of the way we lived and the way we did things is now we're being given a chance to start everything new again. And it doesn't mean that we have to have complete destruction in order to rebuild. I believe that as we move our form into these places of higher vibration and higher consciousness, that it's the process is gentle because we're moving up, we're moving higher. We're moving into our hearts. And as you move into your hearts, to have complete destruction and complete shattering of everything that you know or have known would not serve you. It would just put you back in survival mode. And it doesn't serve any purpose to go into survival mode. So you want this really slow process of awakening. You want to be able to rebuild your nest. You want to be able to rebuild your form. You want to be able to rebuild your vessel that holds your higher self. And in doing that, you want that slow process to be able to allow yourself to gently bring in non-judgment. You want that process to allow yourself to bring in unconditional love for yourself. So the veil will lift itself ever so gently, a little bit at a time for each and every one of us, depending on where we are at in our consciousness. For me, the veil was lifted, completely off, you know, and I actually moved through. It was weird. The whole room became really wobbly, like everything that I saw just started to wave, and I was pulled through something. You know, for other people, it just might be that you're experiencing a lot of upheaval right now. You know, you might be thinking about moving, or all of a sudden the clothes in your closet don't fit you, or the food that you eat now doesn't taste the same, and you're craving different things. Or you might have realized you wanted to learn to play a musical instrument, and it never happened before. You know, these are little signs for you to know that you're moving through your evolution of consciousness and you're moving into form, anchoring in your higher self. So just relax into it. There's really not a lot to do. It's more just about being present in the moment, noticing what is going on. and seeing every opportunity as an opportunity to grow and to learn and to discover new things about yourself. So with that, I just want to say, have an amazing Sunday. Have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead of you, noticing different things that are going on in your life, staying grounded in all of those moments so you could take it all in and be present in each and every experience. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you today, and I will see you next week.